Hey, welcome to the program. I believe for the first time. I know for the first time.
Yeah.
Because I've been here 40 years. Agogo Adebia. Did I come close there?
First name, great. Last name is Adebia.
Adebia. Okay.
Yep, you got it.
Welcome. He's with, All Voting is Local, and that's is that a group all over the country, Agogo?
Yeah, well, we're in seven different states, and basically our focus is making sure that there are many tools as possible for people to vote effectively and efficiently and easily, but also just to make sure that people are aware of those tools.
Well, absentee balloting right now is one of the, I guess, hottest topics out there, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, especially because of COVID, and we're having to rethink how we do everything, going to the grocery store, getting a haircut, all that kind of stuff. And so this is just it's a natural part of the new normal that we're all going through.
So how do people find out about it? How did they apply?
Yeah, well, the Secretary of State, Secretary Benson, is sending every registered voter in Michigan an absentee ballot application. Should be starting to hit people's mailboxes shortly if they've not gotten there already. And you can fill out that application and return it to your clerk by mail or by email. And you can on michigan.gov/vote, where you can also get the application if you haven't received it in the mail yet. So that's a really quick way to request your ballot for both August and November.
Of course, I think you can always pick them up, can't you?
Yeah, you can also go into the clerk's office, your local clerk's office, and you can pick it up anywhere from 40 days out from the election. So 40 days on, you can go into the clerk's office, fill out an application there, get your ballot, vote in the clerk's office, and turn it in at the clerk's office. So it's a very easy process for everyone, and we're committed to making sure that people are aware of their rights.
So this would be voting by mail. Is it fair?
Oh, it's absolutely fair. It's something that, under the previous system, you had to have an excuse. You had to either be over 60, you had to have define a reason for why you wouldn't be able to be at the polls on election day. And 2 years ago, 67% of Michigan voters voted to ensure that everyone could vote absentee without an excuse. And now everybody can vote by mail. So it's a fair process, something that we've all decided on, and it's transparent.
So look for these ballots soon. What's tell us about your group. All Voting is Local.
Yeah, well, we're in seven different states. We're in Michigan, Ohio, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And we're doing the same work there. And we're trying to make sure that, people, are aware of their rights. And, in Michigan, we're really focused on, people can apply for their absentee ballots easily. We also want to make sure, another thing that the voters voted for 2 years ago is to have the right, as you alluded to vote in person at your clerk's office ahead of the election. And those are, called satellite polling locations under the law. And we want to make sure that those are expanded and that there are ample hours, especially during the time of COVID, because now folks can, vote over a longer period of time, and there are less people congregated in one area, which I think is important from a public health perspective. So people don't have to choose between their health and their right to vote.
So a number of opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it's very important.
Where do we find out more information?
Yeah, well, you can go to michigan.gov/vote. That's the one-stop shop for being able to find out any information you need from the Secretary of State's office about how to vote in Michigan. how to request your absentee ballot, how to contact your clerk, your voter registration record. It's a really comprehensive website, and I encourage everyone to be able to go to it and get the information they need.
Hey, appreciate the flyby here.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate me being on, and hopefully won't be our last conversation.
Take care.